Welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
How are you doing?
I'm swell. How are you?
Good. Good. I had a friend come in, so it was a nice little mini detachment from reality, you know.
Yeah.
But not ready to face the week, but that's a normal state of affairs.
Yeah, exactly. Spent some time with family today, and that was quite nice.
Oh, nice.
This time change is messing me up. It feels like I'm, I know we went back 1 hour, but it feels like we went back two.
Yes. For me.
So, yeah, I'm like all over the place today.
I literally went to Target at like 6 p.m. and it felt like it was like the middle of the night. I'm like, wow, I'm out so late. Is it even safe to be out at this hour? And I was like, it's literally 6 p.m. What are you talking about?
Exactly. This is the longest day ever.
I do like the extra hour of sleep, though. I won't complain about that.
Yeah, it's quite nice. I hate springtime. I need to spring forward.
Yeah,
it's even worse rough. Than now.
No matter what time zone we're in, it's golden hour. See Ooh. What I did there? That just came to me. What amazing. Did not pre-plan that. Because we are going to talk about all things JK and golden this week.
We are. Where should we start off?
Let's start with the album. What are your thoughts? What are your early opinions, vibes, moods?
Whatever. Let me pull up the track list so I make sure I'm following.
As we know, I always know track but not track name, so I've just given up on that.
So I didn't get to listen to it as many times this weekend as I probably would have preferred, but I enjoyed the album. I think it was what I expected it would sound like for the most part. Pretty much a pop album. I was surprised that it was a full album, like after we got all of the track list and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
These last few weeks, I think I was expecting it was going to be like more of a mini. So pleasantly surprised that it was, what, 11 tracks?
Yeah.
Two of them are the same, but, you know, full album.
Yeah, cool. And then track 11 is the clean version of 7.
Right.
So, unless that's what you meant.
That's what I meant,
I was thinking,
yeah.
3D and 7, like, like songs we already had. So, anyway. Take that how you will.
Two songs we already had. Two of them, the same being two versions of 7. I enjoyed it. What did you think?
Yeah, I really liked it. I was, of course, again, trying to get the full experience listening through it in my car. Popped the other one in my truly Y2K boombox that just has the most, like, echoey sound of all time, but it's still kicking. I agree with you. It sounds like a lot like what I was expecting it would sound like. I do feel like in true Bangtan fashion, it flows pretty well as an album. Like, I was listening to it all the way through, and then like later I started shuffling it. But I know we'll get to it later, but in Sujita, he was talking about how the first half is more about like the euphoria. Oh, I'm just on fire today. The like euphoria of love and like all the stuff and like, you know, like the positive aspects of like being in love. And then the second half of the album is more like when you're in your emo, like sad boy hours. So actually one of my friends texted me. She was like, I'm not used to like sad boy JK. And I'm like, well, I don't know, but I'm here for it. So what does that say about me? No idea. But that's for me and my therapist to unpack. Which, side note, speaking of, I saw a TikTok about how, like, therapists see someone with, like, a K-pop boy in the back of their phone, and they're, like, major bag alert, and I'm like, what's wrong with all of us collectively? Like, dang. Anyway, this isn't about that. This is about JK. Yeah, so far I'm really liking Yes or No. Yeah, I don't know why, because it's kind of giving me, like, David Archuleta vibes, but I still like it a lot.
Is Yes or No the Ed Sheeran track?
Is it? That'll be the ultimate, like...
I think it is.
Irony moment. Whoops. I'm slipping as number one Ed Sheeran hater. He's slowly winning me over, so... It's not much I can do about that. Yeah.
Oh my god.
yeah. Anyway, I really like that track. Shop Full of Tears. I was like, anyway, moving right along. Keep it moving. Yeah. Okay. Well, here we are. Ed converted me when I saw him in concert, I guess. I guess. Yeah, Shop Full of Tears I really like. Yeah, those are the ones that are jumping out at me right now. So, Ed, I'm sorry. We're having our redemption arc now.
Oh, God. I think my favorites at the moment are Please Don't Change and Somebody. Please Don't Change is like ear candy. It's just been stuck in my head all weekend. But the lyrics to Somebody are kind of funny, so.
I haven't done a deep dive into the lyrics yet. I was really just like listening through that. Like, I'm going solely based off vibes at this point.
He's so like, I commend you. Like, I hope you find somebody who loves you, but I hope you know that ain't me. It's hilarious. I actually didn't even like catch it at first. I was listening to it in the car and my mom pointed it out. I was like, dang, that was kind of tough.
We've talked about this a lot with Namjoon, but like when he was talking about it on Sujita, I was like, who hurt you, JK? So I mean, once again.
Yeah. I wasn't really feeling the last two, not seven, but Too Sad to Dance and Shot Glass of Tears. I wasn't feeling those as much. Maybe I need to, like, you know, listen to them a little bit more for it to stick. But yeah.
That's interesting because I like how Shot Full of Tears sounds. Like, I know the lyrics are like drink, 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 drink or whatever, but just like, I don't know. Yeah.
And they were both written by the same person. So I don't know if that has
any. Maybe that's just not your vibe. Yeah. Or
produced at least by the same person. So yeah, it might just be it. Hate You sounds like an Eric Nam song. Did you get that, or is that just me?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know, like, even for Eric Nam, I tend to like the, like, or the poppier tracks more than the ballady tracks. Like, I don't know. I was getting emotional listening to Hate You, but I was like, look, I'm truly not trying to cry. I'm trying to just, like, chill, you know? So, or, like, if I'm crying, I want to be crying in the club. So, yeah, it does sound Eric Nam-esque. Maybe that was one I wasn't loving if I had to pick one. But overall, I like pretty much all of the songs.
I also realized this is the one written by Shawn Mendes. And I was like, oh, this all makes sense.
That tracks.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was a contentious process. Well, A, I wonder if that's why the album has 11 tracks, or B, if it was like a contentious process deciding which tracks got to make the final cut, because JK said it was like a long story on Sujita, and he was talking about how he kept adding songs that he liked, or like, I don't know, who's the famous person that got the cut or didn't make the cut, I guess is the expression.
Yeah. I should change my answer. I think Please Don't Change and Somebody are my favorites outside of Standing Next to You. I think Standing Next to You is actually my favorite song on the album. So yeah. Far, I'm like, oh, I can see why this was chosen as the lead single. I think it's an excellent song. It's really good.
That's interesting, because I was thinking about Standing Next to You a lot. Maybe I'm in the minority, but I was like, this isn't like that hard hitting of like a title track. But like, I was thinking back to our comments about like what's mainstream in like the Jimin sense versus mainstream in the Jungkook sense. I don't know if that was last week or 2 weeks ago, but when we had that conversation, and I was thinking this has that very like 80s synth Michael Jackson vibe as well, and you were talking about like contemporary sounds. It's also giving The Weeknd.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like it, but it's just not hitting me emotionally, or at least not yet.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I'm really enjoying it because it reminds me of a Michael Jackson song, or like I don't know, some funky like Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak track.
Yeah.
I just thought it was really cool. I think the choreo was awesome. I think it has those like highs and lows in the song that I was looking for, that I wasn't really getting from 3D and 7. I think I said on the other podcast that there was like no like climax to 3D or whatever. So I think this kind of has that dynamic sound that I enjoy personally. So, and he's singing his ass off on that song. So I just think it sounds really good.
Yeah, the choreo was cool. And the video was cool. The Black Swan Wings make a comeback.
Yeah, I was like, trying to understand the theme of the music video. I don't think I was really following. I was like, okay.
Unwavering eye contact with this girl.
Is that it? Maybe that's it.
I don't think she blinked one time. Which, like, if I were in the presence of Jungkook, fair, I also would not be blinking. But it was giving the, like, Twilight eyes that one TikToker does. The, like, Edward Cullen, like, unblinking gaze.
Maybe there's not much else to it than that, but I'm like, okay, why are the Black Swan Wings making a reappearance? And for a second I thought that they were like back in that same theater, but it's not the same. It's a totally different setting. And like, why only the limos? Like, I don't know. It was I was just trying to understand. There's something I'm missing here.
Yeah. Jealousy is a disease, and I have it, because like, how do they choose who they cast? Because I just would like to know for science, asking for a friend. When he like touched that girl's face, I was like, I'm not jealous, I'm just wondering. So yeah.
Oh god. Yeah, he did look really good. We're not here to talk about that. Yeah.
I've said it like 1,000 times, so I'll say it 1,001 times. But like, just every time I see his arms out, I'm like, they had this man wearing a sweatshirt in the middle of summer. Like, they were like so dead set against him showing his tats. And now it's like, tats as far as the eye can see, and I'm not mad about it. So
yeah,
just yay for chapter 2.
Exactly. Did you, and some of our friends mentioned something about, like, the Princess Diana theory? And you were like, oh, he knows. Was this in the music video somewhere and I missed it?
I think that's what some TikToks were saying. I did not even... Was the girl from The Crown? Was that it? Was that the connection?
Oh, I have no clue.
Does she play Princess Diana? I don't know. Mm. I don't watch The Crown, so couldn't tell you.
Hmm. Maybe.
But yes, there's mad, again, JK Princess Diana theories, so.
Hmm. I was, like, watching the video, like, waiting for it. I'm like, what's this?
Rumor like, has it Kalea is still waiting.
Yeah, I was like, what's the connection? I don't
know. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. We've said it, like, also 1,001 times, but, like, I won't speak for you, but, like, I'm not a theorist, Army, so I'm just, like, usually just letting it wash over me. I don't have any kind of, like, convoluted thoughts. I'm just taking it all in.
But aren't there also those theories where it's like, oh, this is JK's first life, and it's like reels of him just like, I don't know, looking at everything,
staring at goldfish and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I guess there's competing camps here. Like the JK used to be Princess Diana, or this is JK's first life. So he does seem like very easily amused by lots of things. So I might be leaning more towards first life camp if we have to choose a camp.
If you could be reincarnated, what would you reincarnate to?
I have control over it.
Yeah.
I want to be some like frou-frou little dog, that just gets to sleep all day and gets like given aromatherapy oils and like chills on someone's couch and lays in the sun all day. Whatever I'm reincarnated as, like, work is not a factor. Physical hardship is not a factor.
True.
I don't know. Maybe bomb specifically. Again, my therapist has comments. What about you? What are you being reincarnated as?
Yeah, I don't know. I think like a cat or a jellyfish.
No prefrontal cortex getting in the way.
No, no thoughts, just floating through the ocean.
So we basically want the same thing.
Yeah.
In different ways, our answers are the same.
Yeah. But like a very specific one, like the really small, cute ones.
Not like the giant, toxic, like, can kill a person with one brush of the tentacle type of thing.
Yeah, no.
Words that will get us banned on Spotify. I have no more comments at this time. Speaking of Ed Sheeran. Anyway, no, I saw this meme, but I can't elaborate on it, so I'm moving right along. So, yeah, I don't have really any other thoughts on the music video. Like, I mean, he looked great. The choreo was great. It was giving Michael Jackson, but, like, I didn't understand what was happening. We talked about the album. I've been, like, touching on Sujita. Do you want to dive deeper into that?
Yeah, we can.
It was just interesting, because even Yoongi and JK were, like, last time we were just, like, playing around, and this time it's all about the music, because you have this, like, full album to talk about. It just seemed like a more kind of subdued conversation in a way. I was thinking it was like lower energy, but like they were still having fun with each other, so I think it was just like a calmer discussion. There was no like karaoke session or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the same vibes.
Tay, like, randomly shows up. I guess he was just in the area working out.
Can I say that was the funniest thing ever?
To crash for dinner. And, like, I couldn't figure out. I mean, I assume they're all just, like, happy to be together, like, the way they were talking and stuff. Like, I assume they're just happy to be there. But I'm like, is JK, like... JK might be a better person than me, because if someone was crashing my solo interview, like, I don't know how I would feel about it. So Tay's just sitting in the back, like, eating, and then he's like, thanks for the protein, got a jet. Of course it's like a setup, because he's coming back to, like, deliver a birthday cake. But for a minute when he finished eating and Yoongi was like, no, you gotta stay until the end, and he just leaves, I was like, he crashes the shoot, eats all the meat, and then leaves. Like, what in the world is going on right now?
Like, that guy is so unintentionally funny. I don't know if he knows. Like, did he just know that there was going to be food on set? I just feel like he was like, oh, bet they're recording today? Let me slide through. Just, like, sat down and just helped himself. That's so funny.
It's funny, too, because they're both, like, subtly styled and very clearly ready to be on camera. Like, they're both in some kind of, like, matching dark leather or some kind of, like, black shiny material. And, like, Tay just shows up in his, like, workout gear, no makeup. I mean, he looks amazing. Even JK is like, don't worry about it. But, like, it's just funny that he just, like, literally rolls up in whatever.
Well, I was like, where is this set? I guess I didn't have any thoughts about it until this episode. Like, the set is it in the Hyatt? I'm assuming it's in the Hyatt building. I don't know. I thought it was just, like, in some other location that Tay could just roll through.
It's possibly, like, right next to the gym.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because... I think last week's Suchita episode, Yoongi was interviewing Taemin of Shiny, and Jimin pops in on that interview and sits through, like, the second half of it. So I'm just like, anybody can just drop in on this at any point of time. Like, where is this set? That they could just roll through like this.
Yeah. Tay, like, showing up for some free food reminded me of every, like, undergrad student who's like, there's free pizza at this, like, event, I have to go. Like,
it was also funny because, no, and this could have been, like, something that either Tamer requested or, like, his handlers or whoever. He had, like, light snacks. Like, charcuterie-like snacks. But, like, JK had the whole, like, spread of, like, finely marbled meats. I was like, it's only, like, the BTS members get, like, the really good treatment. Like, what is this?
I have in my notes, literally, beefcake takes on a new meaning. Because they literally bring him a cake, like, made of strips of meat, you know? Like,
yes.
And I was like... Yoongi's hyping up this, like, Hanwoo beef that they have, and my notes are like, I need to get K-barbecue soon, because, like, they had the full spread. JK's, like, talking about how much rice they gave him, and Yoongi was like, well, last time you ate some of mine, so Yoongi says, leave my rice alone. Like,
I've watched other people join the show, not too many. I think it's mainly been just, like, the BTS members, but I can't recall, like, if other artists have gotten this much food. Or is it just like, JK pulls up, we know he's hungry, like, let's have the meats.
Well, even on the Spotify episode, which we'll also get to, I'm just full of spoilers, I guess, they feed him, like, a 4-course meal or something. They have all these, like, meals prepared, but the only one he really wants to eat is the chicken.
Yes.
And he's just, like, going to town on the fried chicken, and he specifically asked them, like, is it XYZ brand? And of course they, like, bleeped it out, but they were like, like, are you a chicken expert? Like, how do you know the exact brand of fried chicken this is? So JK is just here. He's here for the protein and the protein only.
It had to be, like, a very well-known brand, because if somebody put a plate of, like, Popeyes or like KFC in front of me, I would know. So it had to, like, I would know that this is like that brand of chicken.
Right.
So it has to be like something like that. They were saying it was like all of like golden chicken. So I was wondering if it was that BBQ chicken, because they have that like olive fried chicken or something like that at BBQ. And I know they
I'm
have
so
that
hungry
in
right
Korea,
now.
So I was wondering if it was that kind of chicken. Now I sound like the chicken connoisseur.
I think we found like you and JK, like what your date activity can be. Like,
oh my god,
about,
it's
like,
my dream.
If you had a date with a member, what would you do?
It's
like,
my dream. Remember he was feeding me like... chicken nuggets? Oh my god.
Oh my god. What a full circle moment.
This is how we bond.
That's why you dreamed it. You like knew that this was coming before it came.
Exactly.
You saw the future. Like a That's So Raven moment.
He also, we're totally like skipping through interviews, but he also said he had keto gimbap. I was like, what the what is that called?
I thought about you. I almost texted you immediately. I didn't put it in my notes because I didn't know, like, I know that like diet talk can be triggering. When JK was talking about eating keto, I thought of you.
Oh my god. Yeah, I was like, what is keto gimbap? Is it like cauliflower rice? Like, what is that? Anyway, that was also my thought of maybe that's why he got that like full spread of meat, because he's like trying to do like a high protein diet or something.
Well, he and Yoongi were again talking diets, and I was like, at Min Yoongi, like, let it rest. But he's asking about intermittent fasting, and he's asking him about his haircut and how his like chubby cheeks are cuter. Like, at least he's saying his chubby cheeks are cute, but I'm like, this is a JK who has like 0% body fat.
I was like, is he chubby? Like, oh my god, let's not.
I know.
Yoongi was also like, oh, I gained so much weight like after the tour, like I just ate. I'm like, you're also the guy who only eats one meal a day, so like, what, you had three regular meals? What do you mean?
Yeah. It was relatable. They were both like, yeah, we'll start our diet tomorrow, and I was like, famous last words. I mean,
exactly.
But anyway. They covered a lot of ground, and I feel like there was a lot of spoilers. I mean, at this point, I'm kind of expecting a documentary for each member, right? So we've more or less had that. I guess not each member. Did Namjoon have a documentary?
No. No.
Jin had like a shorter, like, Bangtan TV thing for going to Argentina. But yeah, I guess J-Hope, Yoongi, and Jimin all had documentaries.
Well,
did Tae do a documentary?
No. That's why I'm like, is
I
it?
I sound
a...
so fake now.
Is this separate from this like Jimin and JK spoiler thing?
Yeah, I thought it was two separate things.
Okay.
Because he's talking about that he's filming a documentary about how he's making music, but then he and Jimin went camping somewhere in the States and apparently had like issues because he was telling all these spoilers, but they of course censored them. So did it rain? Jimin like incorrectly used an outhouse. Like what could be the situation here?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm wondering what that's going to be and what platform it's going to be on. Is that just like a Weverse thing, or are they going to try to do the big, I don't know, Amazon Prime or whatever, like they've been doing?
Yeah.
Disney Plus, something.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
That.
There wasn't a lot of detail, but I think we're going to get two different shows or movies or whatever from JK. I guess JK kept turning Yoongi down when Yoongi was asking him to like perform at his concert. But then JK said something to the effect of like, this, it was more fun than I was expecting. And I was like, what were you expecting? Like, I don't know, because he talked about, like, the reasons he caved is, like, Army really wanted it. I guess he wanted to see Army, like, of course he wanted to support Yoongi, but that was also, it seemed like, partially why he was hesitant at first. But yeah, I was just like, what?
Well,
and then he was saying how, like, he messed something up. I didn't really understand this part, or he missed something, or he overperformed. I don't know what he was saying. But then Yoongi was like, don't worry, when you have a concert, I will absolutely come and wreak havoc. Those were Yoongi's exact words.
Well, two things. Yoongi had been clearly bothering Jimin for I don't know how long, and Jimin was turning him down. Like, we saw that. Like, yeah. Like, we personally saw that. So, no surprise that he was also asking the other members too, and they were like, bro. So, I guess they all finally agreed, like, at the last moment. But also, yeah, do you remember he, like, missed, like, a few words when singing Burn It, and then, like, got on Weverse Live after the concert for, like, 2 hours and was like, God, I messed up. Like, can you, like, let me come back? Like, Yoongi was like, no, you're fine. Do you not recall this?
Yeah, and they even showed that on the screen. Yeah. So, yes, I do recall. Okay. I was just getting confused. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was around here, Tae says me too or something with a mouthful of food, but they just, like, censor his face for, like, half a second. So I was like, what? Like, again, Tae, I love you, but, like, what are you doing? Like, it was just funny. And then, I don't know, it was around this part where he and Tae were, I don't know, saying something, and Yoongi was like, if you're gonna fight, go outside.
I didn't really think they were, like, bickering that much. I was kind of
It didn't seem like it, but that. Yoongi just, like, shut it down ASAP. He was like, no. It sounded like the album did come together insanely fast. Like, JK was talking about how he recorded Standing Next to You the day after 7. And how he was, like, getting all the songs in one take. They called Standing Next to You retro punk, which I'm not getting the punk aesthetic.
I was like, did they mean to say funk?
Oh.
I had the same thought. I was like, what is punk about this? Like, maybe they meant to say the F instead of the P.
Yeah, that's fair. It could have just been a typo. That makes way more sense. Because I was like, punk? Like, no.
So, JK recording this album in like 5 days is my new Roman Empire. Because what the fuck?
So, you know how we were here debating, like, how long did it take him to do this?
So I was like, there's no way this guy recorded the album in like 1 week. And he literally did.
Yeah.
He's next level. Who does this? And even Tae was like, yeah, just for reference. It took me like 3 days to do like one song.
Yeah.
And he's knocking them out in like 3 hours. It's like, what is this guy?
They talk about how he keeps like doing them in like one take and how he keeps leveling up and how stable his vocals were and how he like leveled up after Dynamite and he's like, yeah, I'm leveling up again. And I'm like, when will it stop?
JK's like peak Virgo there's energy. No upper doesn't limit. Make any sense.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
He's like the extreme end. Like, for
I'm like, at what point is it just like not humanly possible to improve further?
Exactly. Like, oh my god,
there was a mystery iPhone ding. I like heard it. I was listening to it like on my surround sound. There was like a mystery iPhone
what
ding off
that?
To the side somewhere. I swear to god it was probably Tae's phone, because we all know he has an iPhone. So not only does he crash the shoot, my Roman Empire is that Tae crashes their video shoot and doesn't even put his iPhone, not Samsung, on mute.
It was like two it was like two times at least. Because I thought it was my mom's phone. I was like, is that your phone? Like, whose phone is that? She was like, it's not me. And it wasn't mine. So, okay.
I literally, like, was sitting on my couch at my house. And I, like, picked up my phone thinking that my phone had rung. Or, like, you know, I got a message. And then it was like, no, that was in the trash.
What the heck was that?
Which, like, you know, we struggle with background noise on our track, so can I just say that this is quite validating?
I guess. Like, dang, you couldn't cut that out, huh?
JK talks about how he's doing his showcase on the 20th, because they talk about him doing a concert tour, and I was like, don't even tease this. Don't even joke about this. Like, let it not pass your lips unless you're serious.
Isn't he coming back here? Or no? Am I crazy?
No, yeah, he's back already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he, what's he doing? The Today Show? No.
Yeah, he's gonna be on a
Jimmy Fallon
as well.
Okay.
But he was also, or is also, going to be on iHeartRadio.
Okay.
And he also, there's something else. There's like a couple appearances.
I did see the iHeartRadio thing. And I was like, when did he film this? They already
posted. Yeah, I don't know.
Is it the Today Show? Is it also? Or am I just making that up? Anyway, I know he's doing
it. Honestly, I've been so disconnected just, like, being with my friend.
I saw he was, like, leaving from the airport. I think that was yesterday. I was like, where is he going? I didn't even put, like, two and two together, like, oh, he has to actually be present for this Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is that tonight or tomorrow night? You know, it's like midnight. So
I don't know.
Is it midnight tonight or is that tomorrow?
This is my instant karma for mentioning Tay's iPhone. There's a train going by right now. So I can hear it like choo-chooing its way by. So hopefully that's not on the track. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It gets kind of like deep after that, because he talks about, like, I forget Yoongi's question. Like, he is like, do you have any, I don't think Yoongi's like, what are your deep dark regrets, but he's basically like, I wish I would have, like, he's like, I did my best, but I wish I would have done my best sooner. And I'm like, isn't that the ultimate procrastination question? Like, what could this have been if I started working on it? And he said he took it like too easy after the group like went on its not hiatus, whatever. And you know, he wasn't really like communicating with ARMY or whatever, but then he was like, you're on my knuckles, you were my first tattoo, whatever, like I want to go till the end. And then he and Yoongi kind of start having this deep conversation about like 2025, and like, I don't know, like, they keep saying like, trust us and we'll definitely be back for 2025, and like, I hear that and I'm clinging to it, but then they're like, but we're a group and like, not one person can unilaterally decide for the whole group, like we're all facing the same way, but we have to meet in the middle. And I'm like, okay, well, what does this conversation mean? Like, I'm not trying to be delusional, right? You have people say like Namjoon's like, we'll be back in 2025, trust us, or like, we all want to be back, but then they're like, I don't know, Yoongi waxing poetic about compromise, and I'm just like sweating profusely in the corner, like fanning myself, wondering what's happening. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. At this point now, when they start talking about 2025, I'm like, let's just focus on right now. Like, I can't. We'll get there when we get there.
Right. Well, and then they had this little like compilation about like every single BTS birthday and like them crying, or like, was this the last Sujita episode? Because it was like, I don't know, it was like weird how they like showed them all crying, and then they do every single year, but then they totally skip 2024. And if that's not the most ominous freaking stuff I've ever seen in my life, because it jumps just from 2023 to 2025, and I was like, what in the like Marvel Cinematic Universe is this like time skip? So
yeah. And why was 2025 Hwayang Hwa themed?
But didn't they confirm that like that's what they're working on? I thought they're working on like revisiting the most beautiful moment in life.
I vaguely recall that.
Yeah. But then Tay's like, I don't know what to think. Like, let me just get my tinfoil hat. Just Tay's like, well, I want to be the second person to come back. And Yugi's like, pipe down, your first episode hasn't even aired yet, you know, or whatever. And he's like, well, I'll come back. And Yugi's like, do you have more coming? Or like, what's the plan? Because otherwise we can just drink together privately.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Tay, spoiler? Like, does Tay have more music coming? Was he just saying stuff? I don't know what that meant.
I think he just wants to eat.
He just wants to eat.
Yeah.
He's like, dang, this is some good beef. I'll come back on this show.
Which, would he be this... Wasn't Namjoon on there twice?
Right?
I guess.
Actually, yeah. Okay, I can't trust Yoongi at all. This guy is constantly rewriting history, because yes. And Jimin has also been on twice, technically.
Yeah.
If he crashed with Taemin last week.
And JK now. Maybe he means, like, twice for his own work. Because Namjoon, I guess, technically was on there to interview Yoongi, not to talk about his own stuff, so.
Namjoon in the group chat. That was what the mysterious dinging was. He's like, fact check.
Well, and Hobi was on there twice because he crashed Jin's, didn't he? And then.
Yeah.
Did he have his own? Yeah, he had his own.
Yeah.
So.
Actually, yeah, the mysterious iPhone dings was like Namjoon and J-Ho blowing up the group chat. Like, do I mean nothing to you? Like. Compromise my butt. Remember when I come on your show? Like, yeah. Do you want to talk about JK on Spotify too? We kind of hinted at it.
Yeah. They had the second one released today. I was like, of course they would have it before I could watch it again. They have him enter in, what was it? JK's like golden room. Or whatever. I don't know. It was some, like, hotel, air quotes, hotel, like, service. And he was supposed to be getting served, I don't know, various things. 5-course meal, some meditation session, which was not meditation at all. And a few other things. I think he starts off with a meal, right?
Yeah. Yeah, go figure. The first thing JK wants is food.
Yeah.
All of the food items are golden themed in some way.
Right.
The first one is the dalgona, like that, like caramelized sugar or whatever, as made famous to the rest of the world ex Korea by Squid Game. and then they give him like. eggs wrapped in gold leaf, but he was like, you should have peeled the eggshells and put the gold directly on the egg. And I'm like, do you want to eat the gold? Like, I mean, I think you can. There's other foods that have like gold flakes and stuff.
They could have wrapped it in gold.
I mean, I guess if they're doing it anyway, you might as well be eating it.
Probably was a lot more costly than putting some glitter on the egg.
I have the keto thing in my notes, which we already talked about. I couldn't tell if they censored him chewing with his mouth open, or I think it was the brand name when he's saying the brand name of the chicken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the dark meat versus light meat debate is my family at the holidays. Like,
oh my God, when he was like, he prefers dark meat, I was like, yes, somebody would sense.
No comment, but yeah. my next note is, why is the server in a hazmat suit? Like, what did they think was gonna happen to them?
Like, I think I've seen them like that in previous Spotify things, though. I think they were dressed like that with Tay too, so they just always look like that.
I was straight up expecting his drink that was like golden like the sun or whatever to be like a mimosa. I literally thought it was Prosecco when they opened it. So that tells you that I'm a girl who brunches, because I was like, what is this? And it was just honey water?
Yeah, I was like, why is that golden? But okay.
And he was even like, it's not that yellow. And then they had to, like, CGI it, you know? Exactly. He was really excited about dessert. And then it was, like, a bar of red bean paste. And then he just, like, ate one bite and went back to the chicken.
I think he finished the bar, though, because he walked over to the sofa and was still eating the bar.
Mm.
But yeah, he was very focused on that chicken. I don't blame him. That was, like, the only good thing that was not that the others were bad, but when they're like, appetizer, I wasn't expecting candy.
Yeah. Well, when someone says four-course meal, you expect, like, a full-blown meal.
Yeah.
Not, like, two that are comprised primarily of sugar.
Yeah.
One that's a drink. And just a plate of chicken. But, I mean, he seemed happy with the chicken, so all's well that ends well. For some reason, I have in my notes, JK sounds sad. He has a habit of being left behind. LOL. I was thinking of Yoongi leaving him behind for Irish car bombs, but he must have been talking about some other time he was left behind. Do you recall anything related to that?
I don't. I think I missed that part. Or just didn't pick up on it.
This is when they're asking him...
Oh, was this the ditto thing?
Yeah. Yes! Oh my god, that's why. They were going skiing, and I guess, like, everyone was, like, he went with Tay and his friends, and Tay and his friends were, like, done skiing, and it sounds like they had a great vibe, a good time. They were listening to the same song on repeat, apparently, over and over again, which was Ditto by NewJeans. But then I guess JK wanted to keep skiing or snowboarding or whatever, but everyone else was just like, no, and they just left him there. So that's what I was like. JK is just like still in the bar, still at the ski resort, still at Sujita karaoke. Because even in Sujita, Yoongi was like, how long did you stay after I left? Like,
yeah. Sounded like they went to sleep and like left the next day. But JK like wanted to like ski again, I guess, the next day. And they were like, no. Nah.
I was like, this episode is like five levels deep of promotion because he keeps talking about Ditto by NewJeans over and over again, which maybe he just really likes the song. Like, he might not be promoting it necessarily, but then like there's like Spotify promoting their playlist. They're like discussing the brands of chicken. There's like, I'm like, what isn't sponsored content? I mean, I guess not the chicken brand because they censored it as we discussed, but like.
Yeah. No, they didn't get paid for that one.
Lots of different promotion happening.
I would hate the third wheel on like Tay's friend group.
Yeah. JK is stronger than I am.
But I would probably also like, I could equally see Tay or Jimin or whoever else being like uncomfortable third wheeling on JK's 97 liner friend group, so.
I don't know, though, like, I don't know.
Sometimes it's cool.
I generally don't like groups of people because I'm introverted anyway. Like, I'd much rather prefer to hang out, like, one-on-one, but I'm trying to think if, like, a friend was like, hey, me and some other friends are going skiing, do you want to come? Well, okay, if it was skiing, I'll say no because I have done that, etc.
Yeah.
And I get anger management issues being bad at things. This may surprise you. But all my friends who were, like, Black Diamond skiers were like, you're doing great, sweetie, as I'm, like, eating shit on the bunny hill. And I was like, I've never been so condescended to in my entire life. But anyway, if it wasn't skiing, just, like, any other activity, like, I might say yes and tag along if I was, like, close enough with the primary friend.
That's why I'm like, sometimes it's cool. And then sometimes you're like, oh, like, this dynamic is, like, like, they're so close, and they're, like, having their little, like, insider jokes, and you're like, I'm missing out on all of this. Like, I don't, you know, like.
Yeah.
It depends on how well the friend group integrates you into their activities during that time.
Yeah.
Or are they just kind of, like, you're really just, like, tagging along.
yeah, is the energy like my mom said my little brother had to come, or is it like they're all glad you're there, you know? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Because it is easy for people who all know each other and have, like, shared inside jokes to, like, even if they don't mean to, just to, like, make the new person feel excluded. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I think I was more surprised to hear that he even hung out with him like that on a separate occasion. Same thing with him hanging out with Jimmy, like, to go camping. I was shocked.
I wasn't shocked to hear that Jimin and JK went camping together. I mean, maybe that the activity was camping, but like, I mean, the way Jimin travels for every single member of BTS, my perception is that he's just like BFFs with everyone. But ever since that In the Soup episode where JK and V were specifically like, we don't really talk like that or like hang out like that anymore, I don't really know what their relationship is. So even in like watching Sujita, I was like watching for like trying to like read their body language or like, you know, see what their dynamic was. So that was interesting to know that they went on a trip together.
This is like the same group of people who like didn't know they were in the same house at the same time. Like, so it's like, so like Jin and Hobi, like, I think, like, realized they were like in the dorm at the same time. So,
yeah.
My thoughts on like how often they hang out have been warped over the years. How often they hang out outside of the group, I should say, outside of group activities. So yeah.
In this vein, it was later in the Spotify episode, but relevant to this line of conversation. I forget which service it was, but one of the questions was like, it's existential question hour. And they were asking him all these like deep questions or whatever. And there was some question like, what do you want to either like say with the members or do with the members or something like that? And he was like, I'm going to take a trip together, all seven members. It doesn't matter where we go, but like we've been apart for a while. And he's like hyping up the seven again, even when he doesn't have to. And in my notes, I wrote, I swear if this is fake, I will never recover. Like, I don't think it's fake, but like you and I have talked about like your experience with One Direction in the past, and it's like been on the pod, right? Where like at the time it was like, we're all BFFs, we all get along so well. And then it turned out that like, actually that wasn't true, you know? Yeah. And like, I swear to God, if this is fake, like I will never recover as a person. Like, I will send all the like trucks to Hive and I will be like, I've been lied to. Like, you know,
One Direction did some mental damage. But I did think
but they was... just like bring it up every possible moment, you know what I mean? Right.
I did think that was cute that he wants to go have another, basically another shoot trip with them.
When they ask him like, what's something you want to ask ARMY, and he was like, why do you like us, give 100 reasons, go, I'm like, may I recommend the Girls with Fun podcast? Like, you have more than 100 reasons at your disposal. Like, pick an app, my guy.
Yeah. Going back to the soup trip, I feel like that's something they could do in 2025. That's like more reasonable than them like embarking on a tour fresh out of the military.
Yeah. That'd be a good way to like, I mean, the narrative is so easy. Be like, BTS are like realigning after being apart for a year, you know, like getting back in sync with each other, the curative powers of friendship. Like, you know, like, it sells itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. During the, jumping back to the, like, meditation time, they were really just telling him, like, bad dad jokes, and I thought he would be, like, elite level because he's BFFs with Jin, but, like, he was not doing that well at the jokes, which is fair, because, like, when I'm put on the spot, I, like, can't ever think of anything, so I don't blame him, but, like, the way they just kept like asking him questions, it made me think of that like really old Cat Facts meme. Do you remember that, where it was like someone pretending to have signed their like frenemy or nemesis up for like never ending Cat Facts, and every time they say stop or no or that's enough, they're like, congrats, you've double subscribed, or like, now there's even more questions for you, or like, did you know?
I wish they had also included the like Korean text for whatever the joke was supposed to be, because in English it wasn't making any sense. It's probably not supposed to, so that's why I was like, I would at least like to read what this is supposed to say, so I can laugh a little, because I was very confused.
Yeah. Well, was like JK hearing the AI in English? Did they voice over that later? Was it like the AI was in Korean?
That's what that I robot was voice too. Was just
rough. Yeah.
I was assuming it was in English for specifically YouTube broadcasting only.
He was like really excited for the VR, and I wrote VR my butt. It's just a blindfold. They're like fanning him, using the massager, throwing leaves at him. Like,
I also what was that? Thought we were gonna like watch him do VR. Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Well, we have that in Run, so it's not that like absurd of us to think that.
Exactly. The budget was $5 in a dream.
He even said that. He was like, I'm kind of disappointed in the last segment.
They're like, we'll have it for you next time. I'm like, okay. When they like started massaging his feet, I was like, all right.
What was that supposed to be? Was it like earthquake time?
Something like that.
I was like, I need you to stop. When it got to that point, I was just like, we're done. We're done here. And when they were throwing the leaves, they like didn't even like touch him really. They were just like, here. Like, it was the most like half-hearted throw I've ever seen in my life. That gift set they gave him, I was like, this guy's straight up never leaving his house. Like, they give him slippers, they give him some kind of robe, like a hoodie. I feel like that shirt will not fit him, but that's just me.
I was thinking, do they give away Spotify merch? Or not, it doesn't even be giveaway. It could be. Do they give away Spotify merch to just, you know, regular folks on the street? Because, like, what is the production cost of making Spotify-themed, like, sparring?
I know.
Whatever you call those things he uses for boxing. Like...
I literally thought it must have been custom made for him, because even before they gave him the gift box, I was like, what are they going to do? Not give him the gift they prepared for him. And then once he opened it, I was like, they definitely were giving it to him whether or not he won regardless. Because like, if you give anyone else boxing, sparring mitts or punching, whatever they're called, right? Like, they're like, okay, thank you. Like, question mark. Like,
exactly. But you know how, like, we have to buy things wholesale, like a regular consumer, you gotta buy, like, I don't know, like, 10 shirts specifically in order to get, like, XYZ price. So I'm like, they just have a bunch of, like, sparring mitts just sitting around.
There's 9 other pairs of Spotify. Thing.
Like, who wants that? This stuff is, like, so niche in that box. I'm like, he's not using this junk at all.
I did have that thought, too. Even on Sujita, like, speaking of, like, 5 levels deep of promotion, I mean, Sujita is given to us for free, so I shouldn't complain, but he's like, I got you a gift, and Tay as well, and it's, like, their shoe sponsorship, and I'm like, none of them are wearing these dad loafer boat shoes. Like,
my no. God. You just, like, do not forget your shoes. I got them for you. I'm like, no, you did not.
Eventually, I'd be like, stop giving me stuff. Like, I no longer have room in my apartment. Like, do they get tired of the stuff they get? Or are they wearing their eco-friendly dad shoes everywhere?
And now he just conveniently had another pair for Tay. I'm like, did they specifically send over, like, 7 shoes? And he was going to give that to them anyway.
Yoongi was like, we got it expedite delivered because we didn't know you were coming. But we also know that Yoongi is full of hot air. So, yeah.
I mean,
I think I would just be like, I'll come on your show, but like, do not give me a gift, or if you get me a gift, let it be like flowers or food items. In fact, I also want chicken.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, good for the environment, but are you really wearing those?
Is like JK really using his Spotify sparring mitts? Like, he probably already has like good expensive ones, you know?
My thoughts, exactly.
Yeah, I'd be like, don't give me any gifts.
But I was saying, he's like pretty thrifty, so he might. He's the same guy who would like take home pots off the set just cause, so.
Remember how they stopped, like, okay, maybe Newer Army, I assume Newer Army know this, but back in the day, you could literally, like, mail gifts to BTS, mm-hmm. and then circa, like, 2016, they stopped accepting them because it was getting, like, too much, right? And, like, a lot of fan sites were giving them the most extravagant gifts. I mean, the culture of gift-giving has for K-pop idols has always been pretty extravagant with, like, designer clothes that the idol might like, or, like, I don't know, like, donations to charities in the idol's name or, like, whatever. But, like, straight up, some fan sites gave Jungkook, like, a gold bar, I think in, like, 2016 or 2015, like, right before they ended the gifts. And I'm like, you know what? If it was between, like, unsolicited pairs of shoes and punching mitts versus, like, gold bars, like, friggin' give me the gold bars. Like, I could use that comparatively. Like, I'm just saying, like, at least ARMY know what they want. Like, I mean, I don't know what they want, but, like, doesn't everyone want money?
I didn't know where that was going.
You know, like, at no point was I following your train of thought. I'm just saying, like, why can we not give gifts, but then, like, all these random appearances and, like, sponsorships can give them, like, random ASS stuff?
A gold bar is nuts, like...
But again, I mean, if there's a recession, JK is set.
But yeah, we saw how that backfired. So.
Yeah.
Good thing they shut it down.
I just wonder too, like, I was like very baby ARMY, so I don't, maybe it was discussed and I just don't remember, but like, what are the logistics of giving, like, a gold bar? Like, an armored vehicle pulls up to Hive and is like, ding dong, delivery. Like,
I don't know how that worked out. Does he still have like, it?
Dudes with, like, I don't know, the briefcase handcuffed to their wrist. Like, what's the like, security you have
to
procedure?
If you have to send that back, there's no way you accept that from a fan.
That has to be violating, like, anti-money laundering, yeah. Like, laws.
Or it comes like at a cost, like I'm giving you this gold bar expecting that you are going to marry me or something, because there's no way you just hand over a gold bar to somebody.
That was JK's dowry.
Yes, you're not like expecting something in return. Gold bar is insane.
I actually need to, like, look that up because I forget a lot of the related details, but that's a topic for another day.
There has to be, like, okay, either you're super rich and you can afford to do that, or you're, like, scamming. Like, you're running scams on people in order to afford a gold bar, which is another story that needs to be told.
Well, that's another part of, like, fansite gift giving is it's usually not, my understanding is it's usually not one person. It's, like, one person coordinating. Like, everyone chips in, and so you yourself bought, like, 1/100th of the gold bar that's going to JK.
Well, same thing with the, like, group orders and you getting to be put into the lottery to, like, meet them at fan signs or whatever. Like, yes. I don't know. You know, 1,000 albums went through you, but it wasn't, like, your money buying 1,000 albums. It was you running a group order, and now you get to reap the benefits of it. Which is crazy.
Yeah. I want my 1/1000th of a chance of like winning this meet and greet. I don't want you to have like 999 of 1000 chances because we all ordered with you.
Yeah.
But like, don't hate the player, hate the game. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I remembered that, that like it was more fun than I was expecting. That wasn't JK saying he was performing with Yoongi. It was Yoongi saying that he did like fan signs and meet and greets with ARMY. And he was like, it was more fun than I was expecting. And I was like, sir, can you elaborate? Like, you didn't think it would be fun to talk to ARMY? Like, I need you to expand upon this, but also I'm like, choose your words carefully. Though I did see a TikTok where someone was like, me if I won the giveaway, and it's just them like blinking one time at Yoongi and logging off. So maybe that's what he meant.
I really don't know what I would say if I won one of those. Because it's only like, what, 60 seconds anyway. It's not long.
Like, we awkwardly stare at each other.
No, I mean,
I'd be like, why do you wear sandals in all four seasons? Please elaborate.
I'm like, no, I mean, I'd say something absolutely stupid and then think about it for the rest of my life. Like, that's what keeps me up at like 1 a.m. I'm like, oh my god, I stuttered or something, or I snorted while laughing. And
I ask Yoongi about his sandal wearing. I may never recover from this. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, anything else related to Golden? Golden promotions, Golden comeback, Golden chicken, Golden JK?
No, but I do want that sandals question answered.
The world may never know. We have to make our peace with it.
It might be a good question to ask. He probably would be like, what the...
He'd be like, something's not translating correctly. You heard me.
No, why do you have the toes question out, sir?
Are your toes not cold? Out. Yeah.
Oh, God.
We should wrap this up.
Yeah. Oh, God. That'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We'll see you next time.
Bye.